call the September 25th, 2012 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing, the approval of agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, good morning and thank you, Mr. President. We can amend the agenda under executive session, strike job applicants' qualifications, and land acquisition, and personnel leaving pending and potential litigation.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda as amended. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any Cobham Council correspondence? Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you. Today we're joined by Karen Duffield with Georgetown Chamber of Commerce and Linda Price with Fulton Bank. They're here to describe this year's Wings and Wheels 2012 at the airport. Thank you, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Beautiful fall morning here in Sussex County. And I thank you, members of council, Mr. Lawson, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure and a distinct honor to be with you today. And it does go without saying that we do come with open arms, but with very grateful hearts. I had the distinct good fortune to begin my tenure as executive director of the Georgetown Chamber of Commerce the first year that Wings and Wheels, a Georgetown Fall Festival, as we know it today, began in 2008. Now in its fifth season, I have seen the festival grow, just as we had hoped, into a premier event for Sussex County. This event, as it is, would not exist here in Sussex County if we did not have the Sussex County Airport as our venue. I think I can say to our credit that the event Wings and Wheels has acted as a tremendous marketing vehicle for Sussex County and the airport. We have attracted tens of thousands of people in the past 4 years who were, many of them, virtually clueless that we even had an airport here in Sussex County. And they, because of the attraction of Wings and Wheels, we have created a much greater awareness of this tremendous resource that we do have right here in our own backyard, and the immense possibilities that it holds for furthering economic development in Sussex County, particularly now with the runway expansion underway and under the watchful eye and eagle eye of our airport manager, Jim Hicken. The reason why Wings and Wheels has taken off and now soars is because of a brilliant collaboration between the Delaware Aviation Foundation, the wings of it, the Lower Delaware Mustang Club, the wheels of it, and the chamber, which paves the road and creates the wind beneath the Wings and Wheels. But we also have found a solid co-pilot in the county and the county council. Again, we are extremely grateful to you. But we all know that fuel alone does not drive an event. It is the people power that is our greatest resource. And we have some high octane people power here in Sussex County and who are involved in Wings and Wheels. And none is higher grade or more fuel efficient than our fearless leader and chair of Wings and Wheels, Linda Price. She's high octane.
Thank you. I am not going to do a speech like Karen did. That's all her. I'm just going to give you, this is my third year chairing this event, and I take such great pride with this event, normally because when you put on an event this size, the people that come out and come out year after year, you want to do it for them and you want to make sure that it's a great event for them and a fun time. We've always billed this event as being a fun family event, and we get the families out there. It's near and dear to my heart because I'm a military brat. My grandfather was in World War II, and he led the Army Band, and my father was in Korea and in Vietnam. So, you know, just having the military around us is just sends goosebumps through me. Every time I see the B-25 bomber of Larry Kelly's come out and all the other planes that come out. So it's just a great event. We're, like Karen says, it grows every year. I am so thankful for the county's help and their support with it. Jim has been wonderful for us. He's just been a great constant support for us. And my committee that I have is, you know, there's a lot of work to put on something of this size. And they come out every year, they give of themselves, and they just, you know, want to make sure that we have such a great event for everybody. So I have such pride in the county and their help. I have such pride in my volunteers that come out with my committee, and I couldn't do it without you guys or without my committee. We'd love for you guys to come out and take a look at it. I know some of you have been out there. We did give you the newest tourism guide for the chamber that just came out, and inside it is an invitation to the canteen show on Friday night, which we just added last year. It was a sellout last year. Joan was there.
Very good.
And we're very excited about that. We've added a couple things this year that we're also very excited about. The U.S. Naval Academy parachute team is coming in on Saturday. They're going to do five jumps.
Hey,
and I'm, yeah. We're really excited about that. And we're also doing a flower bombing competition that a lot of people can see. So we're very excited about that as well. And we're hoping that that's going to bring a lot more people out to the event. And we're just going to show them a good time. We have great entertainment, great food vendors and craft vendors and everything else out there. So thank you again for all of your support. And hopefully you'll come out and see what we're all about this year. Thank you.
Linda, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, Sam.
You didn't sign my book.
Was I supposed to sign your book? I'm not that much of a celebrity.
To Sam, you are.
Oh.
he hasn't been very far.
But thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Maybe Councilman Cole could volunteer to be the target for the flower drop thing or something.
I'll volunteer.
Participate. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Look out for you.
I appreciate it. It's lucky. Yeah, it's
Sam's district, though.
Mrs. Webb.
That's right. It's Sam's district.
Do you have a request in what their letter says?
Yes. Todd has it.
Todd, okay.
Todd did it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The real support from County Council is
a check.
Just been.
They got the check.
Yes.
There you go. Good luck with your event. Thank you for everything. Todd.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. First item is the 2012 election year scholarship contest. With the 2012 general election now just 6 weeks away and the ballot set, it is time for Sussex County to launch its biennial election year scholarship contest for local students. Initiated in 2000, the online contest is an educational and fun way to involve children in the American electoral process. It is open every election year to children 18 and younger who are residents of Sussex County and attend school, either locally or elsewhere, in grades K through 12. Students make their predictions through the county website at sussexcountyde.gov/election. For the 2010 election, the contest received nearly 500 entries from Sussex County students. This year, students will try to select the winners of 24 national, statewide, and county races, including the president, U.S. senator, congressman, governor, lieutenant governor, insurance commissioner, various general assembly seats, the county council, and the clerk of the peace races. The students with the most correct predictions will win a $200 prize scholarship to be paid upon enrollment into a college and other qualified post-high school programs. Five runner-ups will earn $100 scholarships each. Winners will be determined and ranked on the accuracy of their predictions. In the event of a tie, students will be asked to guess how many votes the winning gubernatorial candidate collects in Sussex County. We encourage all students to sign up, and we thank the County Council for their support.
If we could, at that point, if they'd like to contribute, if we could get a motion to do the $100 from each councilmatic grant to put towards
I'll make a motion.
This project.
No motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $100 from each councilmatic district for the project. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd also like to recognize County Attorney Everett Moore's firm, Moore and Rutt, who has donated again this year $200 for the scholarship program. Second item is the letter of credit for Osprey Landing. This morning, the engineering department received notification from M&T Bank that they were going to extend the letter of credit for Osprey Landing. Unfortunately, the documentation that we received was not signed by an authorized signature. So on the advice of counsel, we have agreed to give the bank until the end of this week to provide a signed copy of the renewal statement.
And if that doesn't happen?
We will call or not extend the letter of credit.
Does that take a motion from counsel?
I think it should probably. And I believe I've drafted it. Be it moved, the county council approves calling the letter of credit from M&T Bank for Osprey Landing. Extend it until Friday, September 28, 2012, to receive a signed extension from M&T Bank for the letter of credit for Osprey Landing.
Now, extending it, there's no issues with that, Everett? I mean, legally, I mean, sometimes dates are mean something in some of these documents we sign.
The current letter of credit, it's my understanding, goes through this Sunday.
30th.
And so that's how come we're
okay.
Stating we want to see the
okay.
New signed letter of credit. As Mr. Lawson indicated, the engineer's office did receive an email from the bank itself indicating that it was being extended, although it's just an email with no signature on that, and we need to see something with a signature.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Entertain the motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And where is this located? Where was the actual location?
Osprey Landing.
Osprey Landing is where?
It's on
Oyster Rock Road, Milton Hills.
Okay, that's where, okay. Right, gotcha.
A little bit later, Mr. Lawson, I want to talk with you about Heron Bay that has some issues that haven't been completed. See what, if we have any kind of support there where we can help them.
Some leverage?
Something.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Last, administrator's report, item number one. Reminder to the public, all public libraries in Sussex County will be closed Thursday, September 27th, 2012 for the annual Sussex County Library Staff Development Day. Staff from all 14 public libraries throughout Sussex County will meet at Delaware Technical and Community College in Georgetown for the 22nd annual conference. In day-long session to learn about a variety of topics, including e-books, virtual collections, children's programs, and public space safety. Libraries will reopen at their regularly scheduled times on Friday, the 28th. For more information on library hours, please contact your local library. Next, I'm pleased to announce the Greenwood Library's temporary location, known as the Hilltop, is open for the public 1 week earlier than scheduled. Coordinated efforts between the library, maintenance, IT, and engineering staff have made the move from the Mill Street location both swift and smooth. Thank you for your coordinated efforts. In addition, the Friends of the Greenwood Library have just passed their first milestone of $25,000 with a donation from Discover Bank. Library staff has already created wish lists for enhancements and upgrades to be funded by the Friends in their new building. And last, recently several Sussex County residents graduated from the Sussex County Citizens Corps Community Emergency Response Team training. Training required over 21 hours of classroom time and covered disaster preparedness, fire safety, disaster medical operations, light search, rescue operations, CERT organization, disaster psychology, terrorism, and CERT. CERT training is designed to help citizens help themselves and their neighbors before the first responders arrive, and in some cases assist them when they become overwhelmed. CERT is not a replacement for 911, but trains citizens to help each other safely when 911 is not available. Congratulations to Donna Becker, Mary Burrell, Arden Gordon, Maria Hartmeyer, Sherry and Mike Hurley, Dan McBride, Debbie and Timothy Morrison of Georgetown on their recent accomplishments.
You know who certifies that? Or, I mean, who sponsors it? Because we don't. we're not, it's not a county-sponsored program, is it? Does anybody know?
The Citizens Corps is the one that sponsors and provides the training.
Does anybody know? Is it national? Oh, okay. That's what I didn't know.
The local Sussex County branch.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Godwin.
Sir, Mr. President, members of council, I have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning. This is Sussex County Project Number 8104 from Americana Bayside Phase 6, Agreement Number 991. In this case, the developer is Mr. Doug Brown of the Carl M. Freeman Communities of Selbyville, Delaware, and the location is in Americana Bayside, Azalea Avenue, and Honeysuckle Terrace. This will become part of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, serving some revised lots in Phase 6A and 6B, with a system connection charge totaling $231,795. We do, of course, have approval from our engineering department, as well as DENREC, while expecting 30 days of construction, and also a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $18,755.25, with a proposed construction cost at $125,035. And I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 991, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Carl M. Freeman Communities for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside Phase 6, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertain a motion.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Izzo.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Just one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to contract for the Angola Sanitary Sewer District. The work actually has been done for quite some time. We were resolving the quantity balancing change order and the various quantities for the contract. It results in a credit to the county of $200,271.05. The scope of work was the force main from the regional pump station out to the inland base plant. There's not any questions I can
question,
read.
Question, Mr. Rizzo. Read the motion,
good.
Please, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the balancing change order for Sussex County Project Number 09-20, Angola Neck Regional Force Main with Daisy Construction Company in a credit amount of $200,271.05, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $3,111,745 to $2,911,473.95, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents, pending approval from the funding agency.
Entertain a motion. Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Julie Cooper.
While he's up here, I got a question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Izzo.
On this inland bays, is there a way we can some way in the future here, he'll take trucks, set the trucks in there, maybe send them all to one place? We're going all over
Well, they go right now right to South Coastal, right?
Yeah, we took the septage waste at the inland bays plant for a long time, but it was affecting our process of the actual plant.
Because of the concentration of it?
Yeah, it's basically so strong. It's so much stronger, and it's so has grit involved in it, and we don't have any grit removal at the plant. It was really affecting our process. And basically what was happening is almost all the septage was coming to the plant itself. One thing we could look at doing is making sure our rates are as high as everybody else's, because what happened was our rates were lower than everybody else, so the bulk of all the septage in Sussex County was coming to that plant, and that's one reason why the plant was being impacted. If we are going to do it, we probably need to do something to remove the grit and the rags and everything else that comes in with septage, and excuse me, and have a proper receiving station, because in the past we basically just had a manhole that was dumped into and it went right into the plant.
Mm-hmm. So, but to do that, we would have to make some improvements.
We would
right?
have to
and
make
that,
some.
That would cost. So that would add to any permit that were, you know, the cost of what we're doing it now. Okay.
Mr. President, we're getting off topic from what was on the agenda.
Yes, okay.
And
I'm just trying to give Mr. Wilson a little leeway, but
yes.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Mr. Cooper, Ms. Cooper, Mr.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My first item is in regard to the Greenwood Library. As you're aware, the project has been in design for some time, and as Todd announced this morning, the staff has moved into a temporary location and has reopened there. We put out our bid and collected our results on the 12th of September. And I did put a list of those results in your packets.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I'm here today with a motion to award the bid for construction of the new library.
Okay, please read your motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the architect, Davis Bone and Friedel Incorporated, and the engineering department, that Sussex County Project 0705, Greenwood Library, be awarded to Richard Y. Johnson & Son Incorporated of Lincoln, Delaware, at the bid amount of $2,768,572, which considers the base bid with the inclusion of alternate bid items numbers 2 and 3.
I'd like to make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second.
How much was that?
Just have, wait, just a second. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll say.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Now, Mr. Wilson, question.
How much money did you say it was? I wrote down the number.
$2,768,572. That's 2768572.
I got it.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
On it. I'm sure it was built ADA compliant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, curious, does the door open automatically for people in wheelchairs? Mm-hmm. Because the Georgetown Library, I understand, does not. So I'm just wondering, you know, how that could have happened.
There's an operator like we have on this building.
There's an operator?
That you push.
Oh, there is it,
like,
right.
Like we do here.
I understand. Okay, thank you very much.
Any more questions on the motion? I'm sorry, any more questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Next.
Thank you, I have one more item. As I'm sure Mr. Wilson is aware, we have a pole barn being constructed out on Rudder Lane at the airport, and this is for maintenance vehicles, assorted vehicles from around the county, actually. And I have a change order for that project. I did put a list of the items that require the change in your packets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. You have a motion?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 1 for Sussex County Project 11-12 Rudder Lane Pole Building with John L. Briggs and Company of Georgetown, Delaware, be awarded, approved, in the credit amount of $1,258.75, which decreases the contract total to $233,350.84.
Entertain a motion.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing
all business.